and welcome again to A Mixed Bipolar Life, living with ultra rapid cycling mixed bipolar disorder. Today I want to talk about Social Security disability. I was recently turned down for my third or fourth time, the last time, for Social Security disability. I went through the hearing, and then my attorney filed an appeal after the judge decided against my case, denied my case, and then they denied it again. Even though there was new information and helpful information regarding my case, just to help support my case, I should tell you that the entire process to get to this point took 5.5 years. Yes, 5.5 years. I have waited 5.5 years for Social Security disability. And I'm angry because I've paid into it. It's an assurance, like how other insurance plans work, where you pay into it and then you file a claim. So why should the government make it so difficult for me, someone who needs financial stability, financial help, and make it so difficult? So I think part of the problem with a mental illness is they think it could be fraudulent unless you can prove otherwise. Or I have been told that they just turn practically everyone down several times because they're hoping you'll get desperate enough and, you know, start working full time again, or at least enough to support yourself. I hear it's really difficult. This is why people have to hire attorneys. I mean, it's really ridiculous. Imagine the amount of money that's being spent here. Of course, they don't want to pay out either, like most insurance plans. And so it is just an extremely difficult process. It doesn't make sense a lot of times. I was talking to my regular GP doctor about this. You know, she was surprised that I've waited this long and still haven't gotten it. She's very clear on my symptoms. And she was telling me how she's seen, you know, she's kind of shaking her head about the whole system and saying how she saw a woman with undiagnosed back pain get approved and then, you know, other people like me not get approved. So, you wonder if there's any sense to it at all. A person with undiagnosed back pain, that's someone that just could say, hey, I've got back pain and I can't work anymore. That easily got disability. I've also heard that since I have a degree, since I'm educated and have several skills, that could be another reason they turned me down, thinking that I can do a lot more. You know, I can drive myself crazy thinking of 100 different reasons why I got turned down. I do know that the judge that I got was new and was difficult, so that could have been also part of it. But then again, you know, after the appeal, they still turned me down. So now I have two options. One of them is to fight it in federal court, and the other is to apply again. Now, what happens if I apply again, I lose all past benefits. In other words, if I had won the case now, they would have to pay me for the past 5.5 years or 4 years, because my attorney had me change the date. So 4 years, they'd have to pay me 4 years of back pay, minus what I've earned. So there's a bigger incentive for them to not want to approve me. And if I applied again, it would be for less money. Now, actually, I said I have two choices. I can actually do both at once, which my first attorney told me I couldn't. And that was one of multiple reasons why I switched attorneys. And I got a new attorney, supposed to be a shark, I was told. She's a real fighter and she will take it to federal court. But here's the biggest irony of all. When she would have to create my brief for federal court, and that's obviously a lot of work to do, she's taking medical leave. Yeah. Biggest irony, she's taking medical leave. So now I'm having to find another attorney that will review my case to consider taking it to federal court. I've got one attorney that is reviewing my case, and then a second one did review it, and they called me today, and then I forgot to call them back. So tomorrow, wish me good luck. Because if I can do that, I might as well do that and reapply. Now that I've turned 50 years old, it turns out I have a better chance of getting accepted, because 50 is sort of the magic number. When they consider you older and closer to retirement, and you know, you think your health starts to break down. And let me tell you, oh my God, yes, 50, I swear it does. It feels like everything's starting to break down. You know, I've got arthritis in the shoulder. I've got the repetitive stress injuries. And I recently had surgery on my right elbow for tendonitis from the repetitive stress. I've got carpal tunnel, all these darn devices, and addicted to my cell phone, social media. I just lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, 50. Yeah, it just, you know, then I have back problems. It just feels like the body's, that, you know, that's when the body starts to go. But I'm just looking for some relief here, since I feel like, you know, every day is just survival and not living my life. So I'm hoping that you all will think about me and pray for me if you do that. And I'd like to tell you a little bit more about why I think the process is ridiculous and why it was it's completely unfair and unjustified. So first, I saw a couple of their doctors. That's part of the initial process after you apply. And I first saw a psychiatrist, and then I saw a GP, a general practitioner, actually internist. And the psychiatrist told me that she supported my case and was going to recommend that I get disability, which in his review, the judge decided that he didn't have confidence in her review. Like, what? This is your doctor. Are you kidding me? And the GP that saw me, part of the problem, possible part of the problem, was that, you know, I mentioned the repetitive stress because they ask for all your issues. And that's not my primary diagnosis, obviously, but that is, you know, an issue because I can't work too many hours on the computer. And so she thinks that she's diagnosing me for tendonitis and decides that I don't have it. And unfortunately, that went in, you know, to the Social Security records. But hello, I do have it, and I actually just had surgery for it last December, because that's how bad it got after I got a cortisone shot. Be forewarned, if you get cortisone shots, do not overdo it with whatever part of the body that is, because then you can end up tearing your tendon worse. if it's a tendon injury. So that's what happened to me. And I had surgery. But the good thing is that the surgery now justifies that I do have repetitive stress injuries. I was not lying about that. And I don't feel as if this doctor was qualified, because when I went to go see the orthopedic doctor, he, I'm not sure if I'm remembering that right, but anyways, he diagnosed it literally in like 2 seconds. He just knew where to press, where it hurt. So, you know, another problem was Social Security. And the very many pages of the denial from the judge was a joke. It was ridiculous. It was so biased. He decided he was going to deny me. And he literally took out any good day that I had, because obviously I cycle, right? I have more bad days than good. But anyways, he took those few good days and he talked about them like he never talked about all the depression and difficult days that I have. He never discussed how I need a caregiver to go get groceries and cook food for me and do errands and such. It just was ridiculous. He said things in there that weren't true as well. He misquoted things. He took things out of context, constantly took things out of context. And part of the problem in the hearing was I didn't feel like I was able to explain things more. I think my attorney could have done a better job. And fortunately, my attorney didn't have a lot of experience. And I just put my trust in him because his dad had the experience. And I just thought he would have learned better, but he didn't. But anyways, it is what it is. And that's where I am right now. But I just want to encourage all of you to get attorneys and pray and be patient and keep fighting. You know, it took me 7 years to finally feel as if I deserved this. It was really hard for me. I was a workaholic, always very ambitious, and it's hard on the ego, right? You never thought you'd get to where you are now. And being bipolar and cycling, you know, of course, when I felt good, I thought, well, I don't really need disability. And then I feel depressed and I think, oh, but do I deserve disability because of my low self-esteem at that time? But finally worked through it all. And I was like, you know, when I was more stabilized on the meds, I was like, oh my God, yes, I totally deserve this. I totally need this. And again, I've paid into it. So yeah, I do feel like I have a right to it, just as I feel like everyone has a right to health care. So I would be happy to answer any questions any of you guys have. Send me your questions, post them. I don't know if on other apps you can do this, but I know on Anchor you can even leave me a real message, voice message. I'd like to hear about your experiences with Social Security, where you're at, any successes that you've had. I do have a friend who was successful. She actually represented herself. I don't know, that seemed to go better for her, because in the hearing she was able to, talk a lot about her situation, where I just answered mostly yes and no questions, and when I added to the answers, things were taken out of context. So if I can read a statement in federal court, then I think I'd have a good chance. I don't do so great in interviews, yes and no questions. I don't know. I just say things off the cuff, and they can be taken out of context. So anyways, that's where I am. Wish me luck, and I will update you as things progress. Hey, I just wanted to, excuse my voice, I just coughed. and got a little scratchy there. I just wanted to update you guys on what I did. I just recently reapplied. I could not find an attorney who would take my course to federal court. It's difficult to fight, and you have to prove that the judge did something illegal, which is, again, completely ridiculous, because illegal? No. Biased and unfair? Yes. But anyways, I learned about an mental health, mental illness advocacy center from NAMI people in my county. And I went there, and they have people that actually work for Social Security as advocates. And they did the application for me, which is really awesome. And, you know, if you're religious, I ask for your prayers. I'm just really hoping that it will go through this time. It's so, so frustrating. And I have another thing going on with some physical symptoms that I'm having problems with that I can only think would help. But again, the system is so not fair. I did write a letter to my congressman, by the way, just talking about how unfair this system is and how it needs a rehaul. You know, most likely won't help my case. But I'm just hoping that someone that cares will take a look at this whole process and try to improve it. So anyways, I just wanted to update you guys on that. I will update you once again on a decision. Lastly, I just want to first thank you guys for all your support. I so appreciate all the great reviews and comments that you've already left, and please ask that you can continue them. The reason why I do this is to help people, and when I get your feedback through your great reviews or comments and sharing, then I feel like that this is worth it. And it helps encourage me to go on, and especially to keep doing this. So please, I would appreciate if you could take the time to leave me feedback. Obviously, positive feedback preferred. That would just be wonderful. And that allows me to move higher up in these podcast apps to reach more people. And that's the goal. That's what I want to do, is to help you and your loved ones. I also want to remind you that I have a blog, that's bipolarmixed.wordpress.com. So it's the disordered first, bipolar, then mixed, M-I-X-E-D. .wordpress.com. Lastly, I have to thank my friend Jill Moran for her wonderful music in the beginning and the end. She is a composer, and she recently started out doing composing for film and podcasts and everything else you can think of. She did an original score for me. She can do music for you, and she is very reasonable and moving up quickly. You can reach her on Twitter at jillmimo.com. That's J as in Jill, I-L-L, M as in Mary, I as in India, M as in Mary, O, Jill at jillmimo on twitter.com. Okay, thanks, guys. God bless you. I wish you well. Hang in there, and I will see you next, or talk to you next time.